Public News Service Tuesday afternoon update. I'm Mike Clifford. Donald Trump's defense rested in its briefcase this morning after calling just two witnesses in the criminal hush money trial in New York. Robert Costello, a lawyer who advised Michael Cohen, wrapped up his testimony early today. That from CNN. They report the prosecution rested Monday after trying to rehabilitate the sometimes rocky testimony of Cohen, their key witness in the case. Trump ultimately did not take the stand, despite repeatedly saying he would be willing to testify in his own defense. Closing arguments expected to take place next Tuesday. The Colorado legislature took a major step to improve youth mental health in the state when it made the I Matter program permanent by putting it in state statute and funding it at $5 million.
Amanda Dotson first noticed signs for a pilot program called I Matter at her 10-year-old daughter Haley's school. After looking into it, she was able to get Haley in to see a therapist for free to address a diagnosis of attention deficit hyperactive disorder. Dotson says the experience has been life-changing. Haley is able to visit a therapist, play games, have snacks, and feel completely comfortable talking about her experiences and learning coping skills.
The therapist even follows up with us as parents and recaps what it is that they're working on together, and it feels like a family effort at this point to help her get the support she needs.
I'm Eric Galatis.
And Nebraska's Center for Rural Affairs is one of 60 recipients in the country of grant funding through the $7 billion Solar for All program. Center for Rural Affairs Executive Director Brian DePue says this major award will greatly expand the number of Nebraska households that will benefit from solar energy.
People with less fiscal capacity, they've not yet been able to participate fully in the benefits of solar energy. That's what we're trying to change.
The grant will also fund the training of solar installers and maintenance technicians. This story produced in collaboration with the Daily Yonder. And teachers in Michigan are taking home less pay than they did in past years, according to new research from Michigan State University.
The average annual salary of almost $65,000 a year for a Michigan teacher is similar to the pay in nearby states, although it's slightly below the national average. And the researchers found a significant decline in teacher pay over the past two decades when adjusted for inflation. Jason Burns at MSU's Education Policy Innovation Collaborative is the report's lead author.
It's hard to point to a single specific thing that's like, this is the smoking gun, kind of. In a lot of ways, what it comes down to is Michigan just hasn't invested in education as much as a lot of other states have.
Burns says until the year 2000, Michigan was one of the top-paying states for educators. Governor Gretchen Whitmer recommended retention bonuses for teachers last year, but they didn't make it into the final state budget. Crystal Blair reporting.
This is Public News Service.
As Congress prepares to start work on a new farm bill this week, hunters and anglers say billions of dollars in investments in private lands conservation are at stake.
Farm bill expired last year but was given a one-year extension until this September 30th. It's an omnibus multi-year law that governs agricultural and food programs, including habitat conservation. Mark Kenyon, an avid hunter and angler, says the outcome of the bill is crucial for access to lands and waterways in Illinois and other Midwestern states.
Historically, Michigan, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, these states had prairie, these states had oak savannas, a lot of open ground, the kind of habitat that supports a lot of wildlife, and most of that has disappeared, transformed by agriculture.
The last five-year farm bill was approved in 2018, but a renewal effort stalled in Congress last year. The House Agriculture Committee is scheduled to begin marking up the bill later this week. Mark Richardson reporting.
And for folks in Pennsylvania on the hunt for employment opportunities, the Keystone State offers a favorable landscape. More from Danielle Smith.
The state's jobless rate stayed at a record low of 3.4% in April, better than the national rate of 3.9%. Mesa Martaza with Keystone Research says this positive trend has been ongoing for months, with the rate hovering between 3.2% and 3.4% over the past year. He adds the job market is recovering from COVID years and workers are starting to gain a bit more power in the labor market.
Hello. Unemployment rate that persists like that gives workers more leverage in the job market individually and together as well, creating more buying power. We've also seen in conjunction with the low persistent unemployment rate last 12 months, real wages have started to go up.
Martaza adds that inflation has started to come back under control and the persistence of the effect is helping the labor market recover.
Finally, from Nadia Ramlagan, as West Virginia leads a group of states in a lawsuit against the EPA's new emissions rules for power plants, a recent analysis highlights the voting records of the state's political leaders when it comes to environmental issues.
Jim Coatson with the West Virginia chapter of Sierra Club says the group's legislative scorecard shows 9 state lawmakers consistently voted against environmental protection, with one even voting against their own leadership to take anti-environment stances. But he adds a surprising number of lawmakers have a strong track record for environmental protection.
We were able to identify 10 legislators that had voted pro-environment at least 80% of the time.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here's some radio stations, big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find the trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.